not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Good morning. The first lesson this morning is from John 1, chapter 2, verses 28 until chapter 3, verse 3. That can be found on your pew Bibles on page 1111. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure.
Good morning. I'm surprised I can see you. 3 weeks ago, on May 31st, we celebrated Trinity Sunday, the Sunday in which we recognize one true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus is both human and divine. 12 to 14 years ago, I feel as if God whispered my name, and I hesitantly and reluctantly opened a door and entered into what I now know is where I have always belonged, into God's space. I began a journey of getting to know God, truly getting to know him, and I began by opening his word. What was once confusing, I admit oftentimes boring, and was certainly non-relevant to where I was in my life, so I believed, has become a treasure chest of insight, guidance, comfort, and direction. I am grateful and filled with thanks that I now embrace a title that I am a child of God, and I look out at all of you, and I hope that you too know who has claimed you as his. So who is this God that I belong to, and whose am I? I have learned much about the God I serve, and I marvel and am in awe of the God who owns me, of who he is, what he is, what he does for each of us, and what it is he is still working out in me. I am still learning, but what I have come to understand about the magnitude of this God, I heard best described by another. Priscilla Shire is a Bible teacher and author, and used these words at a women's conference over 8 years ago. And here is what she said about whose I am. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was, always is, and always will be unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and will never be undone. He was bruised but brought healing. He was pierced but brings pain. He was persecuted, but brought freedom. He was dead, but brings life. He was risen to bring power, and he was raised to bring peace. The world cannot understand him, armies cannot defeat him, schools cannot explain him, and leaders cannot ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him, Nero couldn't crush him, the New Age cannot replace him, and Oprah could not have explained him away. You remind yourself that he is life, he is love, He is longevity, and he is the Lord. He is goodness and kindness and faithfulness, and he is God. He is holy and righteous and powerful and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is on us. He's our Savior, our guide, our peace, our joy, our comfort, our Lord, and he rules our lives. I serve him because his bond is love. His yoke is easy. His burden is light, and his goal for us is abundant life. I follow him because he's the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, and the ruler of rulers, and the leader of all leaders. His goal is a relationship with me. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never mislead you. He will never forget you. He will never overlook you, and he will never cancel your appointment in his appointment book. If you fall, he will lift you up. When you fail, he will forgive you. And when you are weak, he is strong. When you are lost, he is your way. When you're afraid, he's your courage. And when you stumble, he will steady you. If you're hurt, he will heal you. And when you're broken, he will mend you. When you're blind, he will lead you. And when you're hungry, he will feed you. When you face trials, he is with you. When I face persecution, he will shield me. When I face problems, he will comfort me. And when I face loss, he will provide for me. And when we face death, he will carry us home to be with him. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way. He is your God, he is my God, and that is who I belong to. Amen.